Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, and you are listening to today's dose of Daily Direction. We are going to continue our conversation on how to make every day payday. For me, the way that I get that done is just by thinking out of the box and finding really smart ways to repurpose what I've got. You, at the end of the day, as the saying goes, always want to find smart ways to work smarter and not harder. So here's a great story. A couple of months ago, I launched what I call my Simplify, Serve, and Sell 28-Day Sales Challenge over at sizzlesense.com/simple. I said to myself, you know what, at the end of the day, the best way for you to be a successful entrepreneur is not just to create great products, but to actually make money from them. A lot of entrepreneurs are hobbyists, in my opinion, because a lot of entrepreneurs are struggling to actually take what they've created, the greatness that they've created, and transition it and actually make money. So I created Simplify, Serve, and Sell so I could really simplify the process of sales and explain it, especially to my fellow women entrepreneurs who hate to sell, explain how to focus on selling one thing, get better at selling that one thing. And so in turn, if you can get better at one selling one thing, you can sell anything. Okay. So long story short, I created the Simplify, Serve, and Sell 28-day challenge. And in the process of doing so, I created content around my content. That's one of the things that I recommend if you are looking to generate everyday sales and make everyday payday. So what does that mean? Create content around your content. Well, there's the way that pretty much everybody does sales, and there is the way that smart people do it. So most people, you know, they get their website, they get their webpage, they put it out there once, maybe twice or thrice, and, you know, hope for the best. One of the things that you've got to know is that at the end of the day, people aren't just going to automatically find your page or go to it one time and then go, yay, I'm going to buy. I mean, yes, there are a few impulse buyers out there who just kind of automatically see it and love it, but the vast majority of people are not those kind of people. And they need for you to wow them, to woo them, to compel them to purchase. So one of the things that I strategically do is if I'm going to launch something, then I'll start to create content around that offer so that for the over the course of maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 28 days, I am consistently sharing content that is relevant to the offer that I'm selling. Okay. So I launched my Simplify, Serve, and Sell challenge. And in the process of launching it for about 2 weeks, I hosted a series of web classes on live stream. So I did Periscope Live, I did Facebook Live, I even did a few Instagram live sessions and pre-recorded sessions, again, over the course of about 14 days. And that was a huge launch for me. It was a good four-figure launch, which is pretty decent for one item, considering it's one of several that I sell. So point being, number one, outside of being in a space where I really proactively utilize that method of CAC, creating content around my content over the course of at least a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then I really sat down and took a good look at what people were saying to me as they were watching my live web classes, okay? That's kind of what I like to call listen, look, learn. You want to be in a space where you're looking at what your people are saying, where they're going, if they're going to your sales page, how they're using it, if they're leaving the page, why they're leaving the page. You really want to be attentive to what's happening in the sales process so that you can make it better, hence make an everyday payday. So in the process of doing that, I realized that a question kept coming up. And quite a few ladies said to me, LaShonda, I love what you're saying. I love what you're sharing as far as the simple sales system. But I'm trying to figure out, how do I sell big ticket items? How do I sell expensive stuff, right? When people, they should get it, it's great, but they are telling me they can't afford it. Or, you know, what do I do with that? So step two for me, once I attentively listened and learned and looked, I realized, you know what? I should create a spinoff training, right? You remember when you used to watch shows and there would be a spinoff like Archie Bunker, the spinoff was the Jeffersons, right? Look at your offer. And if you listen attentively to what people are telling you, you may find there's a smart way to spin that offer into another one. So I created a new offer, and in that one I talked about smart ways to sell high price point products that are 300, 400, 1,000 plus, right? And wow, people said, yes, that's exactly what I wanted, LaShonda, and they digged in, okay? So strategy one, make every day payday. You want to think out of the box, right? You want to think out of the box as far as the products that you are trying to sell and find smart ways to listen attentively to what people are asking you for, right? So I took that one product and then now I have two. Then when I really looked even deeper as far as the different questions that people were asking me and the different conversations I was having via my live streams, I realized, man, this is just the tip of the iceberg, you know, talking about my simple sales method, which, by the way, is the absolute best, right? And I'm hands down, I'm not trying to be cocky, for real. The simple sales method is the absolute best. Simple actually is in my acronym. It means select, item, market, promote, link, engage. So as opposed to trying to tear your hair out, trying to figure out how to sell everything and selling nothing, my goal is to help you simplify the process to amplify your success. I show you how to focus on one offer. And over the course of 28 days, I share 24 ways for you to sell that offer. Again, that's over at sissasense.com/simple. So number one, I took that offer and then I created smart conversations around that offer for about 14 days. Then number two, I was attentively listening to what my viewers were saying and asking for. And then I created the, you know, how to sell high price point offers spinoff training to that, right? And then when I dug a little bit deeper, I realized that there were so many other areas that women entrepreneurs in my circle had questions around, like sales copy and sales funnels and what to put on their sales pages and how to convert better. So I have my mastermind. It's my Firestarter Circle Mastermind. And at the beginning of the year, one of the things I love to do to be very intentional and making sure that every day is payday is to really map out my success, right? You know, position myself per profit. And I did that by scheduling out what I was going to talk about in my mastermind every month. So I didn't have to do any guesswork. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I know what's going to happen with my calendar. But when I looked at the questions that were coming in, I said, hold on. Let's do something amazing. I said, this is my calendar. I'm the boss. I can make the rules, right? I said, for the next 3 months in the mastermind, we are going to focus on sales. So let's throw out the old calendar just for the next 90 days. And every month, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to talk about sales funnels. I'm going to talk about copy and sales pages. And ladies loved it. That was an opportunity for me to not only provide new and additional value to the ladies in my mastermind, but that attracted the women who were listening to me on the web classes. Not only did they sign up for the Simplify, Serve, and Sell 28-Day Challenge, but then they went and signed up for the mastermind to be a part of the 90-day sales experience. I called it my Summer of Sales Experience. So look at that, right? You've got that initial launch for that one product, which then turns into a spinoff for another product, which then turns into a upsell kind of like spike sales in the mastermind. Because here's the deal. One of the things that I tell people, by the way, I'm a web designer and I love to create web pages all day, every day. But once the pages are done, I always tell clients, don't just think that the work is over. This is just the beginning. The pages are not just going to sit there and magically bring people to you. Like a lot of times entrepreneurs come to me and they, you know, the question that just makes me kind of laugh inside, that everybody wants to know, how do I do SEO? How do I do SEO? It's like, if I magically add the right keywords, then people would just go to the site and the products would sell themselves and I don't have to do anything. But guess what? It doesn't quite work that way. You've got to use commercials. You've got to use radio. You've got to use your feet. You pound the digital pavement. You've got to use your mouth. You got to get there out there, resonate with people and get them excited about what you've got. And that is what's going to get them to your pages. Yes, SEO helps, But it's not the end all be all when it comes to conversion marketing, which is very important, and driving traffic to your site. Okay. So this conversation about making every day payday, my point here is that when you're proactive about selling, number one, and number two, when you're smart about repurposing your content or even spinning off your content, you're putting yourself in a space to consistently bring in revenue because you're working with, let me attract people from different perspectives and let me talk to different types of people in different angles. And because of that, different people are going to come to you for that particular offer. Hopefully you're hearing me on that, right? So my mastermind, it's an offer. It's a great offer, but I don't just expect the firestartercircle.com page to sit there and people are just magically going to go there. If you want people to get in your mastermind or take advantage of your program, you've got to talk about it, right? Sometimes people are kind of twiddling their thumbs and waiting for people to find your stuff. You've got to be the person to be like, listen, my stuff is the bee's knees. People are loving it. Building buzz means that you have to be the first person to be the buzz. It's kind of like one of my favorite old school commercials, the Bosley commercial. He's like, I'm not just the owner. I'm the number one customer, right? You got to be your number one customer and build that buzz. So next level for me, right, is the fourth level, actually, because I just talked about the mastermind and how I was able to get people into the mastermind by extending the conversation, right? Of saying, yes, there's the Simplify, Serve, and Sell challenge, but you can also participate in the mastermind with me live and I can answer these questions on sales pages and funnels. And that was awesome, right? Because then that was product number three. Then guess what? Now there's product number four. Why? How? How is this even possible? Well, in the process, right? In the process of me marketing and promoting and teaching people what the Simplify, Serve, and Sell challenge was, what's going on as far as, I talked about things that are messing with your money, how to fix your funds, how I consistently make money online, smart ways to sell. I shared pretty much the whole Simplify, Serve, and Sell process during the 14 days, the 2-week web classes. And in the process of doing that, as people were asking me questions, I was quickly creating spin-off content. And I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of different ways that you can create digital content online. I do this in like a couple of hours. And the strategy that I've come up with to quickly create content, it's called my Easy LPP system. Easy LPP, LPP for me stands for low price products. So I figured out a way to easily do this because back in the day, I used to write a lot of ebooks. And I love to write, but now that I build websites and I have the mastermind group and I've got to run to my son's taekwondo, for real, I mean, I've got stuff. I'm a human, right? I don't have time to sit down and write ebooks all the time. So I came up with a system, my Easy LPP system. If you're curious about it, you can go to sizzlesense.com/LPP. That's where that system is. But that system helped me over the course of 14 days, real time, as I was teaching about one offer, I was creating like 3 or 4 different spin-off offers because people were asking me all of these questions. So the combination of the initial offer, the Simplify, Serve, and Sell challenge, the spin-off offers, I think I made about 3 or 4 different audios with that, plus the 3 webinar trainings that I did over the course of the 90 days on sales funnels, sales copy, and sales pages, plus a previous virtual conference that I did on how to be a savvy seller. I took all of that stuff and I put it into what I now call the Ultimate Savvy Seller Kit. Okay, so everything that I've taught on with respect to sales, the Simplify, Serve, and Sales Challenge, the new 32-page workbook, the masterminds that I did, everything, I put it into the Ultimate Savvy Seller Kit. And man, I'm sorry, I was, so excited about sharing this with you today. I didn't even write that link down. So I think if you're curious about the kit, I think it's at sizzlesense.com/USS. Forgive me if it's not there because I can't keep all of these links in my head, y'all, for real. But I said, you know what? Here's the deal. There are customers who come and they want one thing to get them started, right? And that's the Simplify, Serve, and Sell challenge, right? But then there are customers who are like, wait, which one should I get? Should I get the challenge? Should I get the one on high price point products? Should I get the webinar? Which one? LaShonda, I'm confused. Help, right? One of the things that I teach is that some confused buyers don't buy, right? So the bundle, I love bundles because it's an opportunity for me to say, hey, listen, if you want it all, get it all. Everything that I've created as far as how you can go from a scared seller to a savvy seller is in that kit. And you can just go and have fun with it. You can play with it, learn from it, come back, ask me questions, and I'll make sure that you're in the right direction. So that is magic, right? Aren't you excited, right? I get excited when I teach this and when I just think about the experience of taking one product and then, you know, not just doubling or even tripling in this case, but quadrupling my revenue potential by turning one offer into four, right? So think about that for yourself. Can you, number one, can you expand your offer? Expand it. Take it from this one thing and then turn it into other things, right? Can you continue the conversation? So, okay, ladies did the Simplify, Serve, and Sell challenge. Okay, well, what next? The mastermind for 90 days, right? Can you expand it? Can you continue it? Can you repurpose, right? That bundle is smart repurposing because this is evergreen material. People come to me every day and say, LaShonda, I'm struggling with sales. How can you help me? Okay, get the workbook or get everything in the bundle. You can get what you need, right? So the expansion, continuations, spinoff, repurposings, do this as an exercise. Think about this. Can I expand it? Can I make it a continuation? Can I make a spinoff? Can I repurpose, right? Take these questions as your own personal exercise. Think about what it is that you're trying to sell and see if any of these particular methods can work for you. By the way, like I said, in the process of real-time marketing, I'm very attentively listening to the people in my circle, especially when I do live streams and people send me emails, because those questions become the new products that I sell. Ding, ding, ding. That's one of the secrets to making everyday payday. You know, a lot of times people will say to me, LaShonda, were you in my mind? Stop it. You created exactly what I needed. And it's because I'm very intently looking at what people are asking me for and working on that. And I'm going to tell you, if you follow other, you know, social media marketers or entrepreneurs who teach in this particular circle that we are in, this industry that we're in, you'll find that they're very strategic about their next offer because they're intentively listening. So if you're struggling with that or if you're struggling with getting feedback, let me know, sisasense@gmail.com. I can certainly have conversations around how to get engagement and how to get feedback. But because of those things, I'm able to make everyday payday by consistently listening, learning, and launching amazing products. So again, if you would love to get started with this particular strategy, my best recommendation is the Easy LPP system. So you can learn how I quickly create quality content, and I can share with you exactly what I do to make that happen. Okay. So if you are an infopreneur at heart and would love to teach, but you find that you're taking forever to get the course or the ebook off the ground, I want to share my Easy LPP system with you. You can find it over at sisasense.com/LPP. So that is it from yours truly today. Go forth, create amazing. Let me know what you thought about this, or if you have any questions, you can email me at sisasense@gmail.com. And I will be right back here with you real soon for another dose of Daily Direction.